This is a Boomitude original podcast. Featured on this episode is singer-songwriter Richard Julian.
Lost in your life, you burned your beauty bright. I gazed too long.
I remember writing songs in my head and singing my own songs for just as long as I can remember. I would just make up songs and sing them and try to crack up my sister. My grandparents had a piano and my sister would try to get us to pretend we were the Carpenters, you know? And so I would like sit at the piano and she would be Karen Carpenter, you know? But the real explosion happened, I think, for me when I really just felt like, wow, maybe I'm a musician or I want to do this when I was around 14. I found this Bob Dylan Greatest Hits tape. I also started learning how to play chords on piano instead of just reading notated music. I started learning like a little bit of theory and how to play some pop songs. I didn't grow up in the kind of household that promoted this kind of thing. My mom loved music, but nobody steered me toward music, and nobody really knew a lot about music or the music business. It was more random than that. So the first time I would see somebody play music without reading notes in a class would be a piano tuner coming over and playing Hey Jude, you know, to see if the piano was in tune. And I go, wow, how are you doing that without reading? And he was playing a lot of flourishes and a lot of really probably trying to check the whole keyboard, you know, to see if it was in tune. So that was it.
Will they pray in the temples? They pray. They found the world, it keeps on like this.
All the songwriters that inspired me when I really started taking songwriting seriously, the songwriters that inspired me and that I listened to, like Randy Newman or Paul Simon or Bob Dylan, I feel like I still in some way write in that model. Though I like to think anyway that my version of it is modern. And the way that I put together my bands and the sort of freedom of improvisation that goes into my performance is not as constructed or arranged as a lot of the things that informed my sense of songwriting, a lot of 70s songwriters or 60s songwriters. So I feel like it's kind of modern, and it has a jazz element too because I live in New York and I work with a lot of those musicians, and that's what I learned. So these days what inspires me is going to hear instrumental music mostly, and I find a lot of ideas just hearing musicians that have nothing to do with songwriting. So I don't listen to Randy Newman anymore as much, or Paul Simon. When I do, I'm as blown away as I always was, but it's not what inspires me as a musician to put on anymore. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's good to move away from all of that and find your own voice and textures in harmony, in melody, and things that don't have anything to do with the voice, you know, the things you're talking about. That should just come from your life or the things around you or just the images and feelings that you experience as a human being, you know, and your sense of rhythm of words and rhyme and or non-rhyme or whatever it is you're working on.
God the Third, Jesus' son, GPA 2.1. He's just lazy, he's not dumb. Such are the words they speak about me. I'm the son of the sun.
The common question is always, do you get the music first or the lyrics first and all this kind of stuff? And my answer to the question anyway, everyone has a different answer to this question, and my answer is that nothing really comes first. I collect pieces of songs the way some people would collect, you know, coins or stamps or anything. I just, if I see an image that is inspiring to me, I write it in a pad lyrically. If I play a guitar riff, even just a short little piece of something that really sounds like it's got some staying power when I'm just fooling around on guitar, I record it or I play it over and over. And it's very rare that one of these moments leads me to sitting down and writing a song right there on the in the spot where it would be done by the end of the night. Every once in a while this happens, and it's very exciting when that happens, but it hasn't happened to me in a really long time. And even back when it did happen more often, it was still very rare. So I just collect all of these things, and either for better or for worse, as I look through notepads of stuff and as I review things that I have and kind of cherry pick things that I think really resonate for me, I find that my view, my worldview, the things that inspire me, they seem to be come from a pretty narrow pool of things. So it's not hard to connect a lot of these things, even if they've been written years apart, months apart, weeks apart. It's not hard to connect them because my field of vision is just very, very narrow, which is not, you know, I wish it were more vast, but it's not.
Talking a streak at the end of the bed, she looked like a fresh piece of cake, unable to get with the things that she said. I pretended I wasn't awake. She looked like a fresh piece of cake.
For more information on Richard Julian, visit boomitude.com.
Get your drunk ass up. Don't you know? Girls need attention.
This has been a Boomitude original podcast.